Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Today is a double special day. Actually, a triple special day because it's Sunday. It's always a special day. It's Memorial Day, which makes it special for us, remembering the people gone and times past. And it's also on the liturgical calendar, Trinity Sunday, when we think about the doctrine of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know that doesn't show up anywhere in the Bible. Nowhere is the word Trinity in the Bible. It's something we kind of made up. Not that it's not real, but we made up the name. It's found, like when Jesus says, go out and baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's there. It's just that nowhere does it clearly, plainly say that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all at the same time, same person, same place, same everything. Which makes it very difficult to deal with. So one of the problems that the Jews had with the early Christians, and still do today, because every morning, when a Jewish person gets up in the morning, especially the men, they repeat as part of their prayers, blessed are you, O God of Israel, you who are one. Same thing is true of Islamic people. They condemn Christians for being pagans because they say, you worship three gods, we only have one. And they're wrong too. Misunderstandings, but that's a blockade for them because they don't understand. And yet, the Jews have it in their own Old Testament, in the Torah, it shows up. Something that we didn't read this morning, but I'll read to you today. And this actually just came to me this morning, and I never realized it before. We all know this story. It's only part of it. Back in the beginning of people following God, God called Abram, before he became Abraham, out of the mountains of Chaldea, city and took him over to Canaan. You all know the story, right? Well, eventually for that you get Jacob and Esau and all those kind of people. And where you're at that? At one point, Abram had been traveling with his wife and his whole crew of people, and they stopped for a while. And they were getting old. Abram didn't have any kids. And they were sitting there by the roadside, camped out, when this happens. Appeared to Abram by the oaks of Mamre. Now stop there. You know, pick up an older edition of the Bible. I think they're still doing this today in some newer versions. You ever notice that in the Old Testament, the word Lord appears written two different ways? Sometimes it's a capital L and then small capital O-R-D, and then sometimes just a capital L-O-R-D. If you ever see it where it's all caps, small caps, that is the Hebrew word Yahweh, I am, that God speaks to Moses out of the burning bush, and Jews will not speak that. So when they translated from the Hebrew into English, differentiate between that word and the word for Lord in Hebrew, which is Adonai, they've taken and made it all in capital letters. So if you pick up, say, a King James Bible and start reading it, if you ever see the word Lord in all capital letters, it's talking, I am, the name of God. And that's what it says, what I just read to you. It says, actually, the I am, the Lord God, the person in the burning bush who spoke to Moses. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as Abraham sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and he saw three men standing near him. And when Abraham saw them, he ran from his tent to meet them and bowed down to the ground and said, my Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let some water be brought and let me wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring some bread that you may refresh yourselves under the tree. And after that, you may pass on since you have come to your servant. So they said, do as you have said. And Abraham ran into the tent and talked to Sarah and said, make it so. And he brought his food out to these men. And Abram stood by them under the tree while they ate. This is out of Genesis 18. Really early in the Bible. And if you notice, as I was reading, it kept going between the Lord, him, and they. Abram saw three men. He referred to them as the Lord. He referred to them as him. And then he referred to them as they. Isn't that kind of strange? For years, it's always been more or less assumed that those three were either three men tasked with something, or they were three angels sent by God. But what if it was God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all there together in human form? Remember, Jesus did not just appear to be a human being. He was born, lived, all that as a real live person. But who says that God can't just appear as a human being? As he did when he walked with Adam in the garden, when he appeared to Moses on Mount Sinai. Get born and grow up all of a sudden real quick on those kind of appearances. So why couldn't God as Father, Son, and Spirit appear to one man here in all three guises? I'm thinking, okay, how can these people be so blind they can't see? I think that's pretty clear when you go back and forth. When Abraham sees three people and calls them by one name, I am the Lord. Have you ever heard this before? This is something that came to me. It really did this morning. And I may be completely off my rocker, but it just fits. But it goes in to what Peter was talking about. When he was talking about Jesus, you saw him performing miracles, and you saw him praying with God and Spirit descending and all this. How can we deny the evidence that we see all around us of God's presence in this world? It was in last week's reading from John, when Jesus said he had to go so the Spirit could come and be always with us. Because as in the story I just gave you from Genesis, the three appeared in human form. And when you appear in human form, you can only be in one place at a time. But as Spirit, you can be everywhere. And that's a great comfort. At least to me, that's a great comfort. And you think about in Memorial Day, when you think about people who have died in service to the country, and just people who just died, they're gone from our lives. You know, we think about them too as being, they're lost to us. And yet the Spirit gives comfort in all those cases. But how personal is that? How personal is God in both the way we know him as benevolent Father, as a loving brother, friend in Jesus, and yet as the Spirit who's with us always? I don't have that much to say this morning, but this is something I just think you need to remember, that God is here, and that's maybe something we need to remember even more than the holiday, to go home and grill up some ribs or some burgers and hot dogs, you know. Years ago, we used to live across the street from the cemetery. We knew when it was getting to be a Memorial Day because all the flags would appear out in the cemeteries. This is up in Minnesota. We thought it was very, very quaint because it doesn't happen anymore. We've lost something by remembering, by losing that memory. But God never loses us in his memory. Now I'm rambling. I'm going to stop. Who have gone before. And remember that God loves you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.